Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, donkey of the day for Friday, December 11th. Last live donkey of 2020 goes to a former Savannah U football coach named Gerald Williams. Salute to everybody in Savannah who listens to us on 94.1 The Beat. Drop on the clues bombs for Savannah, man. Beautiful city. I was actually thinking about Savannah a couple of days ago because December 9th, yeah, I believe December 9th was the late rapper Camouflage's born day. Y'all remember the rapper Camouflage? You remember Camouflage, NB? Yeah, mm-hmm. That record Cut Friends back in the day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was tragically murdered back in 03. He was outside of Pure Pain Studios with his 16-month-old son, and he was shot and killed with his son in his arms. He was only 21 years old. So rest in peace to Camouflage, Pure Pain Records. Drop on the clues bombs for Pure Pain Records. I always think about what the rap scene in Savannah would have turned out to be if Camouflage had lived. But back to donkey of the day, Gerald Williams. Okay, look, a lot of donkeys have been dark this year. This year was a dark year filled with a lot of death, a lot of sickness, a lot of grief, a lot of pain, a lot of trauma. People are going through it. All right, there's people out here suffering. They got all types of emotional and mental issues going on inside of them. And sadly, a lot of those folks take that out on other people. Now, I'm not making excuses for anyone who exhibits the type of toxic behavior that hurts others, because as a human, it's your job to deal with your BS. Whatever you got going on in your head and your heart that's causing you to, you know, be not only self-destructive, but destructive to others, you got to fix. There's no excuses. Okay, until you go do that work on yourself, to deal with your unhealed trauma, ain't no good gonna come to you. And that's why Gerald Williams is receiving today's donkey of the day. Now, maybe you've seen this online. Maybe you seen LeBron James post about this. Maybe you heard us talking about it in front page news this morning. But Gerald Williams is the youth football coach who can be seen on this video putting his hands on somebody's son that he coaches. Now, in the video, Gerald Williams appears to hit one of his players twice in the helmet. Now, keep in mind, these kids are under 9 years old. And Gerald, big grown ass, hit this little boy twice for no damn legitimate reason. He knocked the kid to the ground, screamed at him, and then shoved the kid's head, pushing him off the field. Let's go to WTOC CBS 11 for the news report, please.
The Osceola County Sheriff's Office confirmed that after consulting with the state attorney, they will pursue charges against Gerald Williams, the man who was a youth football coach here in Savannah. The Savannah Gators U9 team was playing in Florida this week when the incident took place.
In the video, Williams appears to hit one of the players twice in the head and it knocks him to the ground. The incident report says Williams was screaming at the child. The AYF says that his actions were, quote, wholly inconsistent with the fundamental value of youth sports, which at its core is an opportunity for adult leaders to be role models for our nation's youth, and that he had been banned from all AYF events in the future. Ben Fatula said that the coaches do have a background check each year, but he thinks more should be done to educate and train coaches. Williams was also a counselor in the Chatham County Detention Center. Sheriff John Wilcher tells us that he was given the choice between resigning and being fired on Thursday, and Williams chose to resign.
A counselor, huh? Well, sometimes counselors need counseling. All right. Sometimes counselors need counseling. We got to establish the village again. We're very tribal nowadays, so folks only deal with their immediate circles. We have to get back to being a village, because instead of taping folks to post online to talk about them, we need to be checking folks and talking to them directly. Now, I'm still a work in progress, my damn self. I always say I'm the perfect balance of ratchetness and righteousness. The righteous side of me knows and wants Gerald Williams to get some professional help. This brother needs therapy. Point blank, period, full stop. All right, clearly this dude has a bunch of unhealed trauma in him that he needs to deal with, okay? He needs mental, emotional, and spiritual counseling his damn self, okay? All that is true, because Gerald is not mad at that little boy. He's mad at himself. For what, I don't know, but there's something there, all right? A lot of unhealed trauma. But even with all that, I believe Gerald needs his ass whipped, okay? Where is Jake Paul when you need him, all right? Street fights are great, but no, put some boxing gloves on him and put him in the ring with a grown man, and I'll bet you see Gerald get manhandled the same way he manhandled that under 9-year-old boy. Now, Gerald did give a half-ass apology. Let's listen.
I'm going to apologize for my actions about what took place, but at the end of the day, I am a man, and I'm not going to make no excuses for what I did. I was wrong. I shouldn't have disciplined him in public. I should have waited till we got back for doing what he did.
Lord have mercy.
At the end of the day, I apologize to him, the kids, the city down here, and my family back there. I do apologize. There's no excuse for my actions, you know. He forgave me, and his parents have forgiven me. So nobody else should be bashing me. Thank you.
That's not true. We shall bash you, okay? But we will destroy to build, all right? That's what you do. This is why you don't apologize under pressure. He apologized because he lost his job. He apologized because he's facing charges. He didn't apologize because he truly has remorse. He apologized because he got in trouble. because he doesn't even see the error in his ways. He thinks people are upset because he did it in public. He said it verbatim. I shouldn't have done it in public. No, fool, you shouldn't have put hands on the little boy at all. All right? There is no excuse for the abuse. I've watched Lean on Me a million times, and I thought Joe Clark had controversial and unconventional ways of discipline. But you make Joe Clark look like Mr. Miyagi. Joe Clark walked around with a baseball bat, but I never saw him use it. You ever seen Joe Clark use that baseball bat? I haven't. Now, we have some live footage. Meaning, I haven't. Now, we have some live footage from one of Jerry Williams' huddles. Let's listen.
I only want winners out on the field. Who's a winner? I said, who's a winner? Everyone's hand should be up.
I am.
Okay, everyone bring it in. Who are we?
Tigers.
What?
Tigers.
All right, let's break someone's clavicle on three. One, two, what? Three. Break someone's clavicle. Let's go.
This is insane. All right, and I'm glad this brother is banned from coaching for life, but I'm serious. I want this brother to get some help. It's a cycle of trauma that clearly needs to be broken. All right, someone did that to him when he was a child, so he's traumatized, so he went and traumatized somebody else's child. I saw my sister, Angela Rye. Drop on the clues bombs for Angela Rye. Love my sister. I saw her post this yesterday via the good brother, Winston Duke, and I'm going to post it later on my IG because it is a word, okay? And the word is seeing unhealthy patterns in your family and deciding that those patterns end with you and will not be passed down in future generations is an extremely brave and powerful decision. Oof. Jerry Williams, what choice are you going to make, sir? Are you going to be brave and get some help for your toxic ways, or will you continue to be a self-sabotaging coward who passes his trauma on to others as opposed to healing what's hurting you? You have a choice. And a great coach named John Wooden once said, there is a choice you have to make in everything you do. So keep in mind that in the end, the choice you make makes you. What kind of man do you want to be moving forward, Gerald Williams? Please let Remy Ma give this former U football coach, Gerald Williams, the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
All right. Well-deserved. Well-deserved. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Now, up next, DJ Shock. Now, yeah, a lot DJ of you don't Shock. Know who DJ yeah. Shock is, so break it down right fast.
DJ Shock is from South Carolina. You know, he's a partner of mine. Been running with him for a long time. I think I met Shock like in 2002. You know what I mean? He's a DJ in Columbia, South Carolina. Was in the script clubs, in the clubs. Now he works at a school in Columbia, South Carolina. But, you know, that lifestyle of DJing can catch up to you. That lifestyle of being a radio personality can catch up to you. You know, when you're not eating right, when you're not getting enough sleep, you're not going to the doctor, and it's caught up to my man, DJ Shock. And DJ Shock needs a kidney transplant. So I want him to come on this morning and tell his story. And I don't know, maybe, just maybe, we can get him some help.
All right. So we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.